This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's a bright Tuesday here in New York City. Joining us is a even more bright Miss D, Delana Dixon. Miss D, where in the world are you today?
Hello, Mr. Shooter. Well, I am back in Georgia. And I have to say, it's a little chilly here as well. I'm staying inside. You know what? I've got my Diana, The Voice of Change book by Stuart Pearce. So I'm learning all about Diana. She would have been 60 this year.
60. Interesting you said that. We actually taped yesterday an interview with Stuart. Stuart used to be Princess Diana's vocal coach and friend. And we did a special bonus podcast that will be airing this week. Ooh, a teaser, teaser, tease. Hey, let's jump into today's show because there's so much gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. So Janet Jackson just put out a very cryptic response to Justin Timberlake's, what some people are saying, disgusting reaction to her wardrobe malfunction. So after the release of Malfunction, the dressing down of Janet Jackson, which is our new documentary by the same people that brought us the Britney Spears documentary, now Janet herself has something to say. So the 55-year-old singer took to social media with a very cryptic post just hours after the new documentary launched, premiered on Hulu. She said the following: "Not sure if you got the memo, but we're not competing anymore. We're appreciating and uplifting each other instead." What does she mean?
It's been 17 years since this has gone down, the whole Bragate that happened at the halftime show. And I'm sure Janet just wants to put it behind her. I mean, she's become a mother. She's toured the world, I think, two times over, or maybe even more since this has happened. And for them to keep bringing it up, to keep talking about it, I'm sure she's tired of it. I know I would be. Put my boobies and leave them alone.
Although Janet didn't mention the documentary outright, fans quickly noticed that one of its subjects, a person in the documentary, Justin Timberlake himself responded by liking the post. Now, sources tell me that Janet has never actually gotten over this. And what she means by that quote is that after this incident happened, which involved two people, instead of competing to see who was to blame, she wished herself and Justin had worked together to find a solution to this. Let's not forget, Janet was left holding the bag, so to speak. Justin's career went on fine. A couple of weeks later, he was at the Grammys on CBS where he won. Janet pretty much disappeared and it really, really, really affected her career. Some people believe for over a decade. So at the time, CBS forced her to apologize. Years later, Janet told Oprah that she regretted actually doing that apology. Meanwhile, Justin just joked about it at first. He told Entertainment Tonight some silliness. Later, he did offer an apology, but I think we can say it was Justin that got away with this, not Janet, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Janet Jackson has just put out a cryptic response to what some people are saying is Justin Timberlake's disgusting reaction to her wardrobe malfunction. Should Janet tell all? Should she tell all? She was there. She knows what happens. We still, to this day, don't really know her side of the story. Was this planned? Did he do it? Was he in on this? Had they sat together? What was going on? Should she tell all? Or should she say nothing and be coyer? Ooh, don't forget to vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D-Love, what are you working on?
Oh, well, Adele is breaking down in tears. I'm going to tell you why. So she was surprised on stage by one of her favorite school teachers who she hadn't seen in 20 years. So Adele returned home to London to perform at the London Palladium. And during the performance, she was asked by Emma Thompson, you know, just her famous friend, if she had anybody who encouraged her when she was growing up. So Adele said, I had a teacher at Chestnut Grove. It was a school in South London. Maybe you know it, Rob. And it was Miss McDonald. She got me into English literature, but she also did street dance. And she was just so bloody cool and so engaging. She really made us care. Okay, it was then that Miss McDonald popped up. It was revealed she was in the audience. Yes. And she came on stage. She hugged Adele. And Adele, of course, was like, I didn't know you were going to be here. It was just such a sweet reunion. Yes. Rob, do you have a favorite teacher that really encouraged you to become the man that you are?
Mrs. Higgins changed my life. I was about 13 or 14 years old, maybe 12. I remember her name to this day. She was the art teacher at school. I wasn't particularly gifted in art, but I was very much wanting to express myself. And I felt different to all the other little boys and girls in that school. Not only was my arm damaged, I was in the closet, I was gay, but I didn't know what that meant back then. And it was a very working class industrial town where people didn't talk about these things. So hand me a paintbrush and suddenly I felt really free. But I remember her to this day. Let me say her name again. Mrs. Higgins. Who's yours, Miss Delana Dixon?
Oh, mine would be Miss Grace. So when I was in junior high, I loved to sing. And she was my music teacher. So she was actually... You have an amazing voice. So she would come to my house. We would take voice lessons. She could tell you when your voice was changing. You were going through changes when you were in junior high. And she just kind of fostered my love of singing. I'm a second soprano for anybody who wanted
to
know.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's amazing. You don't have to be a teacher to change someone's life. Try and do something really nice for somebody today. You're not going to remember it, but they will. Moving along, Bobby Flay has struck a 3-year deal with the Food Network. So if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, it was reported that Bobby Flay was leaving the network. Well, now they have come to terms. So Bobby wanted $100 million to stay. That's after Guy Fieri. He got about $80 million. So they're very competitive, Guy and Bobby Flay. So this looked impossible. It wasn't going to happen. Now, suddenly, they came to a compromise. My sources are telling me that Discovery, who own the Food Network, were so angry with him, they cut off talks. They just said, goodbye, not going to work. After 27 years, they felt as if they were being almost like shook down with this crazy demand. That's a lot of money. But when you think about all the shows he does, Beat Bobby Flay, Bobby on the Coast, there's like about three or four shows he has on that network. They do raise a lot of money. So I hit the phones. My sources tell me he didn't get $100 million, but he got a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So this, I think, worked out for everybody. They say to know your worth, but it gets me very, very scared when I go in and even ask for a small raise. I don't think I've got the chutzpah to ask for anything like that, Misty. What about you?
You know me. I have the hardest time asking for anything. Could you please pass the salt? Oh my goodness. I hope I said that correctly. But we have to think about Bobby Flay. I don't know about you, but every time I turn on the Food Network, he's on. He's doing
Flay.
A show. So
it's
he's
Bobby
definitely
Flay.
Yeah. He's definitely doing the work. And we have to think about Discovery Plus, which is their streaming platform, and it's just a constant need to be fed with content. So he's creating new shows that he's going to bring to the network. 100 million. Oh, I can't even imagine that number. But like I said, he's working hard. So it might just add up to all the minutes he do. Might add up to $100 million.
Yeah, you might be right. You've really hit the nail on the head. This is all about streaming now. So obviously, his shows on the Food Network, they repeat constantly. So he always appears to be on there. But now he's going to make new shows too for their streaming service. And you know what? If you get the audience, if you bring the viewers in, you deserve the big bucks. There is nobody on that network, maybe Guy Fieri, but nobody else that really, really brings in the numbers, the viewers like Bobby does. I think he's become the face of the network. I think when you think of the Food Network, the first person you think of is Bobby Flay. And get this, a little exclusive. My sources tell me the Food Network are also going to develop a morning talk show with him. Bobby, for many, many years, has wanted a morning show. He taped one for CBS about 10 years ago and it didn't go anywhere. I saw the pilot. He was fantastic. I'm not sure why he didn't get his own show, but now I'm told there will be a morning show centered around, I guess, breakfast, food, and what you do in the morning. Celebrity guests. I think this is actually a really good idea. Hey, what's going on with Jesse Smollett?
Ooh, we haven't seen him a lot. He's been out of the public eye, but he made a rare red carpet appearance just recently. So, of course, he's from Empire. He's been the subject of controversy for years after allegedly faking a hate crime back in 2019. But, of course, he maintained his innocence. And as recently as July, he's been going back into the court on renewed charges, including six counts of felony misconduct for allegedly lying to police about a racist, homophobic attack that he claims was against him. Now, this appearance, his red carpet appearance, comes day before Jesse is due to appear in court once again on November 29th, just a few days away, for his role in this allegedly phony hate crime. Mm-hmm. So let me remind you what it was. So back in 2019, he originally told police that he was attacked by two men who shouted racial and homophobic slurs at him. Mm-hmm. They allegedly tied a rope around his neck and poured liquid on him. The two men that he worked with on Empire came forward and said that he actually paid him $3,500 to stage this entire event as a publicity stunt.
I remember.
Crazy.
I know. And in a couple of days, November 29th, he's going to be back in court. Hey, quickly, before we go to break, Camila Cabello, who broke up with Shawn Mendes, is back out there. We told you about the breakup a couple of days ago. Mm. Well, now she's gone from bare face to glam in a new photograph. Yes. She posted a new picture with icy blue hair, lots of makeup on. She looks fabulous. She said, okay, I clean up well. Yes, you do. How do you feel about a post-breakup makeover? It's not that uncommon, Mr. Hill.
No, I mean, you're hurting so much on the inside. So sometimes you have to kind of redo the outside, kind of remind your mind and your brain that you are amazing and fabulous from the inside out. So sometimes a haircut, some new lipstick. It's like Lizzo says, you know, I got my nails done. So you have to do that. And there's nothing wrong with it. Some people might say, oh, you have to fix your heart. But like I said, you're taking a moment to just remind yourself that you're beautiful outside, but also in. It's kind of works. It just tricks and plays your brain a little bit.
Well said. Do whatever you need to do to make yourself feel better. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with my dear friend, Misty Delaney Dixon. Hey, Misty, let's get to the polls. Thank you very much. Yesterday, we talked about Britney Spears, who was slamming Christina Aguilera for refusing to speak out about Britney's conservatorship. Should Christina have said something? So just a little bit of context here. Christina was on the red carpet at an award show. She was asked about Britney. Her publicist pulled her away. Should have Christina took hold of that mic and said something? Let's have a look. Ooh, 63% said no. They don't believe she should have. I'm surprised here. I thought it would be the other way around. What do you think about the result, Miss D?
Well, I think people think that Christina and Britney kind of came up in the same time and same kind of atmosphere. And so she would really have a candid and kind of inside view on what's gone on for Britney. But again, she's never been in this situation, so I'm not sure what kind of comment she could have made on it other than say, I'm happy that Britney is finally get to live her life in her own way. And that's pretty much the only thing she should have said. She shouldn't have gone into some deep commentary. She's not an expert on conservatorships, so it's not really her place. And she can, of course, always say, well, you know, my publicist pulled me away. She can blame it on the PR. That's what you're there for.
Blame it on the PR. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
So our nicest of the day is Dwayne Johnson. That's The Rock, because he wants to be the next Bond. So he did an interview with Esquire magazine, and he said he wants to succeed Daniel Craig as the iconic spy. Mm. Now, get this. Dwayne's grandfather played a villain in the 1967 007 film,
what?
You Only Live Twice. So he said, yes, my grandfather was a Bond villain with Sean Connery. It was very, very cool. And I would like to follow in the footsteps of Bond and be the next one. I don't want to be the villain. You gotta be Bond. We all know Daniel Craig just finished his run as Bond. So the spot is open. But I hear that they're angling to have a woman. What do you think, Rob?
Ooh. My grandfather was a miner, and I don't think I want to be one of those. So I'm not sure that logic completely adds up here, but best of luck to The Rock. I really, really like him. And nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Jennifer Lawrence is reflecting back on that nude photo hack. So Jennifer was impacted by a number of breaches of privacy throughout the years. However, the most noticeable was the leak of nude photographs in 2014, which she says still traumatizes her. She told Vanity Fair the following, quote, "Anyone can go and look at my naked body without my consent any time of the day. Somebody in France just published them. My trauma will exist forever." Lawrence was one of multiple victims of the hacking, including Kate Upton and Kristen Dunst. She said at the time, quote, "It is not a scandal. It is a sex crime. It is a sexual violation. It is disgusting." Since then, all four hackers involved have served time in prison. Mm. And naughtiest of the day, Jennifer, you are right. And before we go, let's have a moment of Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. The only way to crush the nasty voices is by going after your dreams, no matter what the voices in your head or anybody else tells you. Taking action and believing in yourself is the best way to prove all those nasty voices, all those people, that they are wrong. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts. Wherever you listen, leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Take care. Bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.